Eleanor Plaisted was born in Lincoln, Maine in 1880. Her mother was the daughter of a Methodist minister in that town, and her father's family owned and operated the town's tannery. In 1889, her father and his brothers decided to sell the tannery and go west to stake out claims in the newly opened Dakota Territory. She remembered it. Before she got married, Mother had been a musician. She was a lyric soprano and had managed somehow to go to Boston to study voice with a great teacher. Of course, her lyric promise dwindled with 6 pregnancies and 3 husky infants, and eventually she had given up music except for our pleasure at home. And now we were to get a house in Philadelphia near Mother's sister, Aunt Addie, and live there until Father sent for us to come west. Freedom for Mother. 30 years old, 3 children, the freedom and music.
Nuclear pressure vortex of the spacecraft is calm in its center, similar to the center or eye of a hurricane or cyclone. In order for the amplified nuclear pressure in the shape of a vortex to participate in the production of an artificial gravitational field, a magnetic field like that of the Earth is required. This is accomplished by employing an electromagnetic pole in 2 sections. One section of the pole protrudes from the top of the cabin of the craft, and the second section protrudes from the bottom. An electromagnetic pole shown as a singular unit is depicted below.
The house in Philadelphia seemed like a palace to me. The whole first floor to the second-story window was white marble. Grandmother, Mother's mother, sold her house in Maine and came to run our marble house. The grand piano was installed, a musical group formed about Mother, and she found a church choir where her clear, high soprano was needed.
The illustration shows an electromagnetic pole featuring a coil of wire around its middle. When electrical current enters the coil at its bottom, the top part of the pole becomes positive and the bottom negative. A reversal of the current flow reverses the positive and negative ends. Please note that the ends of the pole are in the form of movable ball joints. You know, as my first priority, then I will have less fun and I will then have less success in whatever I'm doing. And I will make less money. Whatever money is going to be, you know. Money is the perfect intermediary. So in an intermediated world, money will just sort of fall in, will almost disappear.
for 3 years, no problems.
And look at my car, I paid $85 for it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's had problems.
Right.
Big.
Concerts and engagements began to come thick and fast. Mother went about with shining eyes and spots of red on her cheeks. The long drawing room was always filled with musicians, and there was talk of rehearsals, solos, duets, quartets.
We got to close it out. That's it for the Wolfman Jack Show for tonight. Be back again tomorrow night. Bright-eyed and bushy-tail, gonna suck it to you tomorrow, baby.
I move your picture.
I move your picture.
From my wall.
From my wall. I perceive.
And I replace them.
Both large and small.
Both large and small.
Tucson McCall, baby.
And each new day.
Each new day.
Find me so blue.
Find me so blue.
Nothing takes the place of you.
Just remember, nothing takes the place of you.
I read your letter.
I read your letter.
One by one.
One by one.
And I still love you.
I just want you to know, baby, I still love you.
When it's all said and done. And oh, my darling, I'm so blue.
Because nothing.
Because nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, nothing.
Takes
the place of you.
Gay and excited, always seemed to be dressing, going, receiving, rehearsing. It was a happy, tumultuous time.
But it'll still be there, see. But it will seem like it's disappeared because the whole world will be intermediated.
WZBC, officially watermarked for everybody's protection. Be good now. Don't violate. In fact, we've made it easy for you. Here at the Confab, protecting you from needing your own protection. Now, what's better than that? A nice simple American recursive for you. And they work really good over here. In America. You might say, we love them. Love them to death. The metaphysics. One of the Gary Geisermans dragged in to preside. Out of Newton. Up in the nor'easter part of the western landmass, in the temperate zone, which carries many degrees projected, subsumes lots of zones. and the asymmetricity of the whole thing.
By everything and itself. That's the hidden key. That's the key to sacred geometry, and the that's the way out of here.
You're going to expect problems with anything that's used, because that's just the nature of the beast. I mean, my brother has a, you know, the Grand Cherokee. It's 7 years old. They had their first mechanical problem with it. You know, water pump.
Uh-huh.
That's nothing. You know?
Discussing
discussing ecstasy earlier, and
yeah.
It is a very physical feeling when you're rolling on E, but at the same time we've all decided it's also a conversational drug. You say what's on your mind. You're less inhibited in terms of, oh, I can't say that because I'm going to be judged based on my views, this, that, the other type of thing. I always find room for discussion. It is loud, but it would make the discussion between two or three people if you're willing to talk over the music or find a corner where it's not so loud, or maybe there's an outside smoking area, definitely discuss it.
As the moving finger writes, it says until tomorrow, I'll wait for you. As each teardrop glistens on my letter,
without you, nothing seems the same.
Without you, nothing's the same.
So I'll wait until you're home.
Wasn't perfect, but it was music.
He had a voice that almost everyone in America recognized.
Now, there's nothing in the world like making your own music.
Let's all try it.
When we listen to a record or tape,
and with a razor blade, cut up and splice together the best passages.
You can even start making things of your own.
And I'll make it myself.
Here are a few samples you're probably acquainted with.
Sex and drinking binges, hooked on drugs, rocked by rape.
Let's tie all of these sentences together. And it should sound something like this.
Sex, drugs, and rocked by rape.
There. How'd you like that?
Horrible.
It's...
CD. You know, in the future I'll probably have more digital material. And, you know, eventually it'll be on hard drive. Once it's converging with a computer.
I would imagine it's a tremendous queuing problem.
I've eliminated that problem. I just do a lot of stuff at random.
Are you ready to order food or should I come back?
Are we ready?
You ready?
Yeah,
why don't you come back?
pole produces a magnetic field around the saucer similar to that of a planet. North of the Earth's equator, the operators of the spacecraft set the bottom of the pole for negative. Thus, the craft's artificially amplified nuclear pressure, in the shape of a spiraling vortex, enters into the negative part of the spacecraft's surrounding electromagnetic field. This procedure is reversed south of the planet's equator. The strength of the craft's magnetic field is controlled in the same way a person would control the volume of a radio.
First rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
There's a place where Denise talks about all the gals in high school, you know, eating the chocolate cake and then going and vomiting it, and basically saying we could have our cake and eat it too.
Preparation. We want to put this together for you in the sense of a process within seven steps, because it is active, it is alive, it is ever changing, it's not a structure, even though it is preparation. The first thing that you need to prepare is to know your stops, what we call know your stops. What would stop you from finding the beautiful unknown? What would out and out just stop you? So that you might have a pretty meditation, but you would not have found, you would not have entered, you would not have gone upon a journey, empowered or otherwise, to the beautiful unknown. Well, we would suggest a few things that you might look at, might consider. Though not limiting yourself, you may look beyond these, of course. The first thing that we suggest that often stops is your pattern of fear. Not necessarily a particular fear. Fear of the unknown, that has an impeding quality, certainly so, but it doesn't stop you. Not this specific fear or that specific fear doesn't necessarily stop you, but often the pattern of fear, we've talked of it years ago and subsequently, some of you have a pattern of fear that says, I'm going to be abandoned, I'm going to be betrayed, I'm going to be rejected, I'm going to end up being humiliated. Others of you have a pattern of fear that says, I have to be perfect or I'll be blamed. Others have a pattern of fear that says, I know I'll be misunderstood, I'll be martyred and end up punished. Yet others have a pattern of fear that somehow all my flaws, inferiorities, will be somehow exposed, shown in the light, and everybody will recoil in horror. Others have a pattern of fear that says something devastating is going to happen. The mysterious tragedy that people are so eager to rush to. It's amazing how people are so thrilled with the idea of a mysterious tragedy. One of the worst things that could possibly be true, people flock to it as though it were cotton candy or chocolate. Ooh, a mysterious tragedy. Ooh, just when their life was finally getting together, then everything fell apart. Never true, never true, never true, never true. Never has happened yet, but People still rush to it as though... But you see, I'm afraid my pattern of fear is that I will be devastated. Something devastating will happen, and I will be devastated.
It's modern.
That'll make all this front page news go and go and go.
Now, let's listen to some different sounds all at one time. Let's open our ears real wide.
Inflation, dead in their tracks, taxes, abortion, war, casualty. He lied, controversial, deception, and recrimination. Worldwide ban, tone-deaf people, deadly, alert, explosive fears, bomb, violence, gunman killed a tourist, fighting anti-drug, DEA, cancer, drug abuse, violence, bombings, fatal shooting, truck bomb, killed wounded semi-automatic handgun, wild and woolly emergency, fatal shooting, truck bomb, killed... Gunman killed a tourist.
That's what you and I are, Africans.
Yes. And then gloom descended. Sick headaches for mother. No more music, serious faces, tears. Serious conversations between mother and grandmother and Aunt Addie. I heard grandmother say, Emma, it's your duty. The letter had arrived from father. Mother must give up her music, her friends, her salaries, and her independence, and go to the Dakotas to join her husband and take up once more the ordeal of pregnancies.
You don't talk about Fight Club.
When the resistance is taken out of the volume circuit of a radio, its sound becomes progressively louder. When the resistance is taken out of the volume circuit of the electromagnetic coil of the saucer's magnetic pole, the magnetic field around the spacecraft becomes stronger and stronger. When the spacecraft's surrounding magnetic field is progressively strengthened, its artificially produced gravitational field increases proportionately. Eventually, the spacecraft's artificially produced gravitational field becomes equal to the natural gravitational field of the planet. In the case of the Earth, this equalization requires an artificial force of less than a quarter of a horsepower.
On the Earth, and there are places on the Earth where the actual Schumann resonance is very high. I mean, it varies from 7 to as high as, you know, 12 or 14 in some areas. But if you're in an area like in the middle of the Gobi Desert where the Schumann resonance is much higher, I mean, those are places where people traditionally get sick and they get diseased and very bad things happen to them because it literally physically attacks the immune system of the body. And, of course, one of the biggest things that's going to be happening this year, it's going to have a lot to do with a large number of plagues that people are going to have.
In the valley for people who've never done it before but who just have a good idea. You know, a 24-year-old with an idea can walk into a venture capital's office and
is he qualified with a handgun?
No handgun, sir. M1 rifle and carbine. Evidently, it was sheer luck.
And the only reason, let me appeal to you on a human level. The only reason I would slap you in the face is because I look around me, I see, we're all artists here. An artist has got to suffer. That's what they taught you in fucking art school, you fucking art holes.
Half asleep again. I must have left the original in the copy machine.
The second rule of Fight Club. Is this yours?
Huh?
Fighting anti-drug, DEA, cancer, drug abuse, violence, bombings, fatal shooting, truck bomb, killed anti-drug, DEA, wounded semi-automatic handgun, wild and woolly emergency, wounded semi-automatic handgun.
Pretend you're me. Make a managerial decision. You find this, what would you do?
Well, I gotta tell you, I'd be very, very careful who you talk to about that, because the person who wrote that is dangerous.
You know, nobody here gets out alive. Well, everybody here will get out of here alive. Yeah, that's the new
I'm tired of giving shit up, man. You know what I mean? Damn, that's the irony of life. Everything that's fun kills you. You quit it all, you die anyway. Fuck it. I gave up drinking, had to quit, because I really, 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 really fucking drank. I was really fucking pathetic. I'd get pulled over by the cops, I'd be so drunk, I'd be out dancing to their lights, thinking I'd made it to another club. What is this, a leather bar? It's a highway, you fucking idiot. What are you doing? I don't do drugs anymore than the average touring punk band. I don't do drugs anymore. I want to thank the sound guy for offering. Not even up there. I used to do drugs. I used to do a lot of drugs, and I quit. But I will tell you this about drugs, and I know this isn't a very popular idea. You don't hear it very often, but it's true, and therefore I think it needs to be said. I had a great time doing drugs. Sorry. Never murdered anyone, never robbed anyone, never raped anyone, never beat anyone, never lost a job, a car, a house, a wife, or kids. Laughed my ass off. Went about my fucking day.
I know, Chuck.
Now, where's my commercial?
How come
it's the other guy gets the commercial? I lost my job, then my car, then my house, then my wife, then my kids. Don't do drugs. Definitely not doing it with you. Hey, bumming me out. Get away from me. Who invited Mr. Doom over? The guy by the dip. He's bumming everyone out. He lost everything. He found his way over here. Fuck, how come we're so lucky? I mean, I've lost my car before, okay? I found it the next morning. I don't think that warranted a commercial. I lost my car, and, oh, there it is by that dumpster. Forget it. See you tomorrow. Sam, I had an awesome. But, you know, this war against drugs, you know what I mean? What does it all mean? Alcohol's a drug. Alcohol's legal. Alcohol kills more people than crack, coke, and heroin combined each year. Huh! I'll tell you, if I was going to have a drug be legal, it would not be alcohol. You know why? There's better drugs and better drugs for you, and that's a fact. So you can stop your internal dialogue. Wait a minute, Bill. Alcohol is an acceptable form of social interaction, which results in you congregating in more social groups in which we are. Shut the fuck up. Your denial is beneath you, and thanks to the use of hallucinogenic drugs, I see through you. Not only do I think marijuana should be legalized, I think it should be mandatory. I'm a hardliner. It'd be a better world, man. Think about it, man. You're at a ball game, you're at a concert, someone's really violent, aggressive, and obnoxious. Are they drunk or are they smoking pot? Let me be more clear. They're drunk. I've never seen people on pot get in a fight because it's fucking impossible. They would. They would. End of argument. Say you get in a car accident and you've been smoking pot. You're only going 4 miles an hour for fun.
get some. We got to them in the garage door.
To use everything I'd learned in veterinary school about nutrition in my human patients. And to no surprise to me, it worked. I spent 12 years up in Portland, Oregon in general practice, and it was very fascinating. What I'm going to share with you tonight is what I learned over those 10, 12 years using nutrition with my human patients. And if you take home only 10%, it will save you an enormous amount of unnecessary misery. It will save you a gob of money, and those of you in Missouri know what that means. A gob means a lot. And it will save you, and in fact, it will add on many healthful years to your life. Okay, it'll add many healthful years to your life. You can't get these healthful years, you can't have longevity, you can't live to your genetic potential just falling off a stump. You have to do some things. And the first thing I have to do is convince you that it is worth doing these things. And I'm going to start out by convincing you that the genetic potential for human beings is 120 to 140 years, our genetic potential for longevity. Okay, 120 to 140 years. There's no less than five cultures whose people live to be 120 to 140. Starts out in the Tibetans in western China. These people were popularized back in 1934 by James Hilton. He wrote a book called The Lost Horizon. Many of you will remember reading that. It was a Pulitzer Prize winning book way back then. And they did a movie of that in 1937. It's a very long movie, about 3 hours. You can get it from any Blockbuster video. And I would encourage you to get it and look at it when you have 3 hours. It's a great movie. And the oldest living person that has some documentation, I'm sure there's a certain amount of exaggeration in there, but there is some documentation, was a fellow, a Dr. Li, L-I, from China, along this Tibetan border. And this fellow, when he was 150 years old, quote-unquote, received a big certificate from the Imperial Chinese government. He was born in 1677. 150 years later, he was given a certificate by the Imperial Chinese government.
God Almighty. 15 truck bomb, killed wounded semi-automatic handgun, wild and woolly emergency, fire damage irritation, persecuted anti-beetle shooting rampage, criminal murdered gridlock, government shutdown, bitter collision warning alarms, collapses, desperation, despair, deep into debt, punishing murder, lying, fraudulent drug thugs, narcotics, assassins, fight, battle, deaths, victims, damage, even death, starved mountains.
Still showing the car. But like I say, I would need to get over what I've... Hello?
The car is on still there?
Yep.
How much?
I already got an offer for $49.50, though.
Mm-hmm.
I got an offer for $49.50.
You have an offer?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Speaking, yeah.
My name is Bill Schofield. I think you received a call from Mark Ryan.
Uh-huh, yep. Right.
See, I don't... He probably didn't tell you very much about it.
No, nothing.
Okay. CMI is a fairly small company located in Northboro, Kentucky. We're part of larger company called MPD Inc. And MPD is kind of like a holding company for companies.
Uh-huh.
One of them is CMI, and we make breath alcohol test instruments. Like you said.
Right.
There's a company called MPH Industries, and they make police radar. There's a company called MPD Components that makes microwave circuit modules, magnetron tubes, and planar tubes.
Uh-huh.
And there's another company in Wales, in the UK, that also makes breath alcohol test instruments. They make handheld fuel cell instruments, where we make large table-based infrared instruments.
Okay.
MPD is an employee-owned company. Employee-owned for 3 years now, and it's what's called an ESOP company, and we borrowed a lot of money to buy the company, and as that debt gets paid down each year, a certain number of stocks get freed up, they're divided among the employees.
Okay.
So it's really like a retirement program.
I see.
Do anything with the stock.
Uh-huh.
And we also have a 401k plan where you can put in up to 10% of the salary. Let's see. And we also have a regular pension plan that's non-contributory. The company pays for both of them.
Where are you located?
In Owensboro, Kentucky. The service center... Yeah.
where we need a technician is in need of maps, and you would be the only technician there. It's a one-man operation.
In deeper into debt, sexual harassment, rape, criminal fight, dead anti-government protests, a love triangle.
WZBC. That's a capital Z. Out of Newton, 90.3. On the FM-er. The other side of the radio disc. Just flip it over. New Metaphysics. Gary Geiserman. Right and honorable. Say those together. WZBC.org. A recreation in the audible range of the recreation live in the studio. Of a recreation of things all over the freaking place. (617) 552-4686 International telephone link. If you have the right serial numbers in the database, tracking. Archived shows of this show captured in progress by technology and redeployed off planet, unless the phone line is underground near where you hang out. Studio475.com/new metaphysics.
Prisons. The gangs rule. Nazi war criminals, the hidden Nazis next door. Police brutality, notorious crime, murder, dying of a heart attack, dying of breast cancer. Bizarre, brutal, abuse, torched, murder of killer, disease.
Studio475.com/new metaphysics. Trying out the new subcutaneous micro money management system. Been in use in the military for 2 years now. Pretty much got the anti-litigation package in place on that one. So we're trying it out here on the dis-in public arm of SAME. You won't notice it. There won't be any obvious deletion of funds around you in present time. And of course, the mothership, newmetaphysics.com, you have to be downloading from both sites simultaneity to have them link, sync up, and enmesh each upon its other for the authentic, recreated, facsimile experience, however. Currently, no browser can do that. Interleaving the bipolar download. So just settle for one channel or the other. It's good enough for you. You're an American. You're used to doing without. All over the world, people have rich, full lives. Here in the most civilized Vox Popular platform, we just have to learn to get along without. Do the best we can. We're Americans. We have the fighting spirit. We can piece together a feast out of leftovers from behind a rich man's restaurant alley out in the back. Get some used flowers there too. Studio475.com/newmetaphysics and newmetaphysics.com. You can afford it. If you have a rich relative from some swarthy ethnic area outside the United States, maybe they can help you out with that price. They're rich over there, man. They got it all.
What things would I be working on?
Okay, the major, there's really two types of instruments that they use. First of all, the service center covers New England. And we have instruments in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Vermont, and Maine. New Hampshire and Maine. We don't have any in Vermont.
Uh-huh.
And by far, the most of the instruments are the Intoxilizer 5000, which is the infrared-based instrument. It's used in most of the police stations in Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
Intoxilizer 5000, and it's gone through several changes. The original design goes back to the early 80s. It's come out, had drastic changes about three times with it. And we keep the same name because of approvals and regulations where they write in there that it has to be the Intoxilizer 5000.
Uh-huh. So you're looking for repair?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's the Office of Alcohol Testing in Massachusetts is located in Sudbury. And you would have to go there Tuesday and Thursday. Certification of the instruments. When they're repaired, you have to go back through certification process because they are used as evidential.
Mm-hmm.
They've made their own paradise land singing ink. A dink a dee, a dink a doo simply means ink. A dink a dee, a dink a doo. Ink, a dink a doo, a dink a dee, a dink a doo. Just a corona, just a corona. Ink, a dink a doo, a dink a dee, a dink a doo. There's a little bit of Bing Crosby in me. Eskimo bells up in Iceland are ringing. Come on, Jimmy. Here comes the finish. Pep it up. Hit it. What a voice. Simply means it. A dink-a-dee.
Very, very careful who you talk to about that, because the person who wrote that is dangerous.
Steadfast or systematic refusal to deal with excellence is dangerous.
Husband and take up once more the ordeal of pregnancies.
Of transcendent state. If you were not here yesterday, you will nonetheless still find this gift in your safe place. You will go in your safe place, finding that gift, knowing it's there. You will use that gift. From safe place, you will dream yourself into your subconscious mind. There in your subconscious, be it maze, be it library, warehouse, store, room, whatever form it takes, museum, library, whatever, you will find your subconscious, the personification, and your subconscious will lead you deep into the subconscious. Along the way, you will gather, perhaps off the shelves, perhaps out of the boxes, perhaps things that are littered or seem to be scattered there. You will gather something of your past, some treasure, some gift. Now, you may not know what it is, or you may, because you have done so much work, you may know, and therefore, oh, look at that. I know that. I recognize that. Or it may be just as you're moving along somehow. I don't know why, but I just feel I must take this with me. Something of my past. A treasure, a gift, known by label or description or not known. And as you move along, you will find other things that you will gather. You will gather, in that way, something of your power, something of your strength, something that you lost. Well, maybe you don't know what, but you will gather things, symbols, objects, or so they'll seem, energies, perhaps a little more surreal for some of you. Things. Maybe they're things that you had as a child, or at a, somehow, you know, when I hold this, I remember that year, or I remember that time of my life. Oh, I remember. Along the way, you will also gather a bit of hope, and a bit of dreams, and visions. You'll gather a bit of the majestic and the magnificence, whether you know what it is, you will gather a bit of energy that is healing. As your subconscious guides you and your higher self with you,
deepen into the subconscious, among the stacks of books, the boxes, that which is stored in the warehouse, in the storage house, that which is found in this museum-like, all this, as you move up, as you move down, as you move deeper. And they'll bring you eventually to the forbidden zone. As most of you know, that region within the subconscious where you're not supposed to go. And in the forbidden zone, however it has looked for those who have been there before, there will be a table. And on the table there will be a box, or rather there will be a basket. And there will be a torus, T-O-R-U-S. And there will be some other object, whatever it may be. A basket, you understand, it will probably have a lid on it, or if not, a cloth which allows you to cover what would be the contents of such a basket. A torus, as you know, is a donut shape or bagel shape, continuous flow of energy. T-O-R-U-S, not a stellar constellation in that regard, but a torus. Continuous flow. And the other thing that will be there will be a power, or rather will be a protection symbol, something that will protect you to make the process of activating metamorphosis safe. Into the basket you will place that is of your past, your strength, your power, that which is of what something you lost or missing or forgotten. That goes in the basket. That's the static stuff, if you will. Into the torus, you will place hope, because it's always changing, and dream and vision. And you will place a bit of that majesty and that magnificence. And what else will happen is that your higher self will place what they know you need of your past, of your strength, of your power, of what was lost, missing or forgotten, what they know of your hope, of your healing, of your visions and dreams, of your majesty, your magnificence, they will place. And your subconscious, who knows exactly what you need.
I like that one a lot. That's pull yourself together and all that, which is a good motto for life, really. You know, people often say it to you at something at some point in your life, and it's a good piece of advice to heed. It's quite strange, because that one actually sounds a lot faster than it actually is. It's a trick I've learned. I'm not going to tell you how you do it, but it's like you have to sweat a lot to do that. That's why it sounds that fast. You can hear the beads of sweat falling off me.
A new appraisal, and this new appraisal and new approach has to be in tune with the reality of the conditions that we are in after having been thoroughly brainwashed by this blue-eyed white man.
So he has very logical reasons for doing this.
How you doing, sir? I'm Dr. Kleinman. I'm one of the psychiatrists here. Mind if I talk to you for a few minutes?
No problem.
All right, can we go in another room and talk? It's kind of crazy out here, huh?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
A little loud.
Ladies and gentlemen, Democrats, Republicans alike, and the president making me.
Do you have a Bible with you right now?
In my back.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
You've been tearing those pages out?
Uh-huh. I'll draft the book.
How come? I'm just curious, because I just want to understand how come you eat it. Eat those pages. Are you chewing on something right now?
Yeah, you've got to give somebody the Bible. Oh, I also got from the hospital on the x-ray. On the x-ray that they took them.
Of your chest?
Yeah. There's no heart.
You don't have a heart?
No, I just like the lyrics that rhyme. They just sound right. And sometimes I make a point of not rhyming them, but they don't kind of flow as easy, you know. And I like it, it's a challenge, you know. It's very difficult because I write the melody first, and I write the tune first, so that gives you a rhythm and it gives you a melody. And that means that not only have you got to write words that rhyme at the right particular time in a song, in the verse or something, but the rhythm's got to be right, and the melody, the way the word bends into the melody, the number of syllables has got to be right. So writing lyrics, because you've got the straitjacket of the melody, rhythm, and a rhyme occurring at the correct time, is really writing with a straitjacket on, and it's got to have the right meaning as well, because a lyric can be too meaningful, and you don't listen to the song, you end up to what the words that the singer's singing, and I think that's a dreadful thing, because it's not a book you're writing, you're not writing a thesis on something, you're just writing something that is part of a great whole. And listen to music, the words always came last, really. It was a tune and the groove and the vibe of the track, and then I thought, yeah, what's a tune now? Oh yeah, catch a little bit. Even to this day, I don't understand the songs that I listen to. I don't know what they're about. They just sound right, and they just sound good, and the words sound right to fit in the song. You know, and if you delve a bit deeper, oh yeah, there's a bit of a meaning there, but that's the least interesting thing to me.
Young Americans sent a message to terrorists everywhere. A message you can run, but you can't hide.
Mm-hmm.
don't.
Does anybody have any idea what an altered state of consciousness is? I know you know. Anybody important? No. Okay. What was it? If you're real happy and I get you pissed off, I've just altered your state of consciousness. It changes your entire focus of how you look at the world. Does it make sense?
I think in all the hospital rooms there is a Bible.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure he doesn't have access.
Well, that's why I say the Osama bin Laden label is very suspect.
Well, this is a carbon copy Xerox of the Saddam Hussein scenario of the 1980s. He was our golden boy, of course, George Bush Sr. I don't know how many millions and millions and millions of tax dollars went to finance to build Saddam Hussein, to equip him for his war against Iran, which we wanted and fomented, basically. And then we pulled out on him, tricked him into invading Kuwait, and nailed it. This whole thing has to come back. People have long memories.
Father wrote that he had a fine house built for us. Wood, he told us proudly. Clapboard, like the house in Maine. Each day when I came home from school, the house was more desolate. No carpets, no pictures, and a great box where the grand piano had stood in the drawing room. Then we were on the train. For weeks, it seemed to me. Mother was quite ill the whole time with one continuous sick headache. Baby Billy was screaming, and Marjorie, my sister, is always good as gold. I carried Billy, always screaming, up and down the aisles in my 9-year-old arms, read books to Marjorie while he slept, and got wet towels for Mother's forehead. The other passengers were friendly and pitying. We changed trains in Chicago, where there was much rain and smoke. We took a day train to Hanover, Dakota. Prickly plush seats, a horrid smell of coal, soot, and smoke. Eating from a cardboard box and sleeping as we could on the hard seats. Gradually, the other passengers left the train and we were alone in the dark, smelly car, rain slanting silver on the dirty windows. There was a dull little oil lamp which gave almost no light. The conductor came through swinging a lantern in a dripping rubber coat. Next stop, Andover. Mother gathered things together. We were buttoned into our coats. Baby Billy rolled into a knitted afghan with a large safety pin under his chin. I fixed it myself. The train slowed to a stop, and the sound of the storm grew louder. A huge black rubber individual stamped toward us, shouting, rain slithering in rivulets off his black rubber hat. Hello, M. He was so glad to see us.
Being pulled in, he's remained quite an outsider to some extent. Many of his activities are not appropriable.
The point at which the planet's gravitational field and that produced by the craft are equal is called proportion zero. Remember, the focal angle of the craft's nuclear pressure vortex in the case of the Earth is equal to the angle that the planet is tipped relative to the Sun, approximately 23.5 degrees.
Being 150 years, and then when he got to be 200 years, they sent him another, 50 years later, they sent him another certificate, and supposedly he died at age 256.
Down Oxford cloth psycho might just snap and then stalk from office to office with an Armalite AR-10 carbine gas-powered semi-automatic weapon.
Some of them have brown eyes. Just 10 years ago on the African continent, our people were colonized. They were suffering all forms of colonization, oppression, exploitation, degradation, humiliation, discrimination, and every other kind of nation. And in a short time, they have gained more independence, more recognition, more respect as human beings than you and I have. And you and I live in a country which is supposed to be the citadel of education, freedom, justice, democracy, and all of those other pretty sounding words.
Work, 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 work
cut you off or slows down, or he's doing 10 and a 50, you know, they don't even have 55. But he's doing 10 miles an hour, and there's no cars in front of him, and he can't get around it. Okay? Now, how many people taint the rest of their day with that? Or at least the next hour? Next couple hours? Okay, you let that guy alter your state of consciousness. This means for that moment in time, you weren't in control of it. You let somebody else do it. My point is, these are things that I mean, when you were a kid, you guys want to have a great age regression? You want to age regress real quick? Take your hand, stare at it, and go like this. Do it.
Excuse me, are you there?
Just open your eyes and watch it. It'll take you all the way back to the crib.
Are you there?
You guys are fascinated with your hands now. I love you. I love you too. Now, did I have to put you into any formal trance to get you to age regress? Did I sit down and say, as you go deeper, I want you to go back year by year by year, blah, 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 all the way back until a time? I don't know. What is he doing? You're having too much. Oh, okay. No, I didn't have to induce any formal trance, did I? I mean,
no,
I can't.
I wasn't aware of that at all.
How many people kind of got back to being a little kid? You get back to it, and you say, yeah, so. Okay, if I did that and asked you to go think of when you were a kid in your bedroom, what are the things that were on your walls as you were a child? Could you remember any of them?
Does this sound strange to you?
Okay. Now, if you do that at the same time and think about it, it doubles it up. Again, you have two experiences at the same time. Visual and remembered experience. Now, what kind of feelings did you have as a child? What I like about being a kid is that I was completely carefree. I didn't know any better. Remember that? You're just like, nothing matters, you know. Food's always there. Water's always there. Somebody's always wiping your butt. Well, most of the time. Okay, now, my point is, you could, if you didn't go all the way there, some of you went part of the way there. Or part of you went some of the way there. But still, what?
This is so strange to you.
It did move you that way. Now, it had nothing to do with going into a formal trance. I just altered your state. I accessed a memory. Most kids, they're sitting in their crib. The first thing they discover is their hand. It's the first thing they can really see. You know, because they can't really, you know, other than seeing their legs being lifted up.
No, I wasn't aware of that at all.
You following me so far?
Jack's cold sweat.
Lines of gravitational force radiating beneath the craft are also aligned to the same angle.
museums and private collectors. So he remained a loner. But Haring is a survivor. At the end of 1988, he presented to the New York City art world his first exhibition at the Tony Shafrazi Gallery in nearly 2 years.
These links are critically important, understanding the ugly, tangled web. It's not a black and white issue.
Gas-powered semi-automatic weapon. Pumping round after round. Around in the colleagues and co-workers. Someone you've known for years. Someone very, very close to you.
Any questions up to now? How many questions can I get in a 3 minute period? All right, so we will learn how to do trance induction. You guys are all going to hypnotize each other. Does that sound fun?
Tyler's words coming out of my mouth.
All right, what are the advantages? Anybody know any advantages of being able to access a trance state?
Mr. Tambourine Man. No place I'm going to.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me.
Mr. Schumer.
In the jingle, jangle morning.
Mr. Schumer, not guilty.
I'll come following you.
Mr. Sessions. Mr. Sessions.
Take me on a trip.
Guilty.
On your magic swirling ship.
Mr. Shelby,
my senses
guilty.
Have been stripped.
Mr. Smith of New Hampshire.
My hands can't feel to grip.
Mr. Smith
my
of New
toes
Hampshire, guilty.
Too numb to step.
Mr. Smith of Oregon.
Wait only for my boot
Mr.
heels
Smith
to be
of
wandering.
Oregon, guilty. Ms. Snow. Mr. Spector.
I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade into my own parade.
Mr. Stevens.
Cast your dancing spell my way.
Mr. Stevens.
I promise.
Not guilty.
To go under
Mr.
it.
Mr. Thomas.
Hey,
Mr. Thomas. Guilty. Mr. Thompson. Mr. Thompson. Not guilty.
I'm not sleepy and there is no
Mr.
place
Thurman.
I'm going to.
Mr. Thurman, guilty.
Hey,
Mr. Torricelli. Mr. Torricelli, not guilty. Mr. Voinovich.
In the jingle.
Mr. Voinovich.
Jangle morning.
Guilty.
I'll
Mr.
come
Warner.
Following you.
Mr. Warner.
Mr. Tambourine Man!
Mr. Wellstone, not
Mr.
guilty.
Man.
Mr. White.
Hey.
Mr. White,
Mr. Tambourine
not
Man.
Guilty.
Hey, Mr.
Tambourine Man!
Abraham, guilty. Mr. Akaka. Mr. Akaka, no. Mr. Allard.
Does this sound strange to you?
Times in 1933 when he died, and the London Times, and so this is fairly well documented, but he may have only been 200 years old.
The development of consciousness onto the evolution of humankind.
Citizens. In honoring him, we give thanks for God's greatest spiritual gifts, faith, hope, and love.
Searching out Bibles. Because we could vomit. We knew we could go vomit.
Billy, I'm going to have to tell them something that you've told me.
No, I wasn't aware of that at all.
Because with all of this, too, there is a practical side of life. Reverend Graham was in the Soviet Union and invited by a bureaucrat of that governmental structure to lunch, and found himself faced with a lunch, as he described it, was more magnificent and more of a gourmet type of thing than he had ever seen. That wouldn't stop, and every other thing that you could eat. And he couldn't resist saying to this host, but how can you live this way, do this, when there are so many people out there in your country that don't have enough to eat, that are hungry?
There's something absolutely insane when an enormous part of the population is obsessing on food.
Him, but things are in a really good space. He's been my biggest fan and my biggest supporter of me claiming myself as an artist, and I feel really, really lucky that he has been so completely there for me doing this thing on my own. So it's very exciting. Anyhow, my play is from the end of May to the end of June. It closes like June 24th or something, and I have tickets to go see Sean Colvin on June 23rd, and I can't go.
And the man said, I worked hard for this. And God bless him, Billy Graham said, that's what the capitalists say. Young Americans sent a message to terrorists everywhere.
Jazz music, which until that time had been considered merely an irritation of the nerve endings in the ear, and of course responsible for moral decay and women becoming flapper girls and so forth.
All true.
Yes. Well, John, we assign a lot of that to you, of course, but this kind of moral decay. But actually, the notion is that, you know, only because of this breakthrough to free up the technology, immediately Gannett released recordings by Jelly Roll Morton, Louis Armstrong. Then we got Talking Pictures, and the first one was Al Jolson's The Jazz Singer.
Really bummed, but I decided that I wanted to be the artist, and I didn't need to go support Sean in being an artist.
And so, if you've been following Ken Burns in the Jazz series, you can thank the notion that we saw a free way to, or at least a way to free up the technology for uses that had been previously been rejected by those who were in control of them. So, I think the notion of being able to use new technology to get messages out is inherently tied to expressing oneself under the First Amendment as an effect. But of course, it can't be. There's a distinction between the two.
Fred, can you talk a little bit about what fair use is? And we just heard Jim talk about what its goals are. How does fair use work?
But presented out of phase to the planet's gravitational lines of force.
Well, fair use, without becoming too boring a copyright lawyer for the whole audience, fair use is a situation where, notwithstanding the fact that a copyright owner may have an exclusive right to fence someone out, for instance, to make a copy, we nevertheless, in certain cases, say that we will waive that right in effect and permit the use without the requirement of obtaining permission first. The classic example of fair use is criticism and comment. So, for example, in a record review, a reviewer may well print a set of lyrics or a portion of lyrics. Or in a book review, they may print a paragraph or two from the book in the course of discussing the novel in reviewing it. Traditionally, you know, under standard copyright law, that would be infringement. That is a reproduction of someone else's protected expression. Nevertheless, fair use quite clearly says that we will permit that. There are a listing of four factors that are in the Copyright Act. I won't go through the whole thing, but the idea is we've always permitted these case-by-case exceptions because, once again, the Copyright Act is intended for the benefit of the public at the end of the day.
Just as two sound waves or waves of light of the same frequency or proton equivalent encountering each other head-on in phase will strengthen each other, by the same token, the sound waves or light waves will cancel each other if presented out of phase. This is what occurs when the saucer's gravitational lines of force are presented out of phase to the planet's gravitational lines of force. When the gravitational lines from both fields cancel out or collapse, heat is produced. This heat is partly responsible for the baked ground upon which one of these vehicles has rested.
It is meant as an engine for encouraging new expression that all of us as members of the public, whether we be artists or consumers, to use the word John Perry dislikes, or frankly, I think all of us are partly artists, partly consumers, all a bit of both. To permit us to have access to works in certain circumstances where it does not destroy the incentive for the creation of the work in the first place. So that's really the idea behind fair use.
All increases of the spacecraft's electromagnetic field strength above that required to produce proportion zero, or gravitational cancellation, provide the craft with magnetic lift. That is, the spacecraft propels itself off the planet's surplus magnetism.
Charlie, can you talk a little bit about, we've just heard about American copyright law. Is this an international thing? How does this work internationally? Are there differences in different countries about the copyright laws?
Magnetism not involved in the production of the planet's gravitational field. This is similar to two magnets repelling each other when both their north poles or both their south poles are placed in opposition to each other, as in the illustrations below.
Yes, but before we get into that, I want to reframe a basic question that we're talking about here, and use as a jumping off point the phrase that you used, expressing oneself. I get more hate mail than anyone in the industry. I'll put my hate mail against anyone. So anybody wants to yell anything out, cool. I think that the freedom of information debate...
You bragging or complaining, by the way?
Do I come to McDonald's and bother you at work?
Now we know why he gets the hate mail.
And now we know he wants a lot more of it.
All right.
Okay, so we were talking.
The freedom of information debate, to me, and I do a lot of pro bono freedom of information work, and I take it very seriously, is the effort to extract from the government facts and information that the public needs for the marketplace of ideas to function. I take a very Alexander Michael Johnian view of this, and without getting too much into the details of that, I think political information on the internet is the most important thing that's going to sustain our democracy through this century and the next several. I don't think that there's any debating that whatsoever. My problem with this debate as its friend is talking about information and its expression as the same thing, and they are simply not. Facts and ideas exist separately from their expression. So when we talk about information wants to be free, yeah, it sure does. It's expression that wants to be protected. My view is if you write a song or if you write a novel and you want to post it on the net and give it away to everybody, that is fantastic. More power to you. But don't put mine up there without my permission. That to me is really the crux of this. We're talking about individual expression that the First Amendment was intended to protect. And James Madison knew that because he wrote the First Amendment and he worked with a...
WZBC. Several critical inches below the external border of the compost heap. Down where the temperature is pedaling very fast and pumping it out. The life force itself. Out of Newton in the USA. WZBC.org. Studio475.com/newmetaphysics. Audio passages from the from my Navy file. Litigatable. Gotta keep them around. Gotta tell you they're there. Otherwise, I could be sued and fucked over big time. Studio475.com/newmetaphysics and newmetaphysics.com, the non-Navy version. Slightly cross-faded with an amalgam of various pre-Columbian languages. Skewed about 30 to 35% for legal reasons. So here we are on the planet in human form with the coolest of cool concepts going at it. Using the mass media of consciousness, and various uber and untertones of same. .3 FM. You might want to turn on the radio to that frequency. You'll hear the same thing, but slightly different because of the medium involved. So enjoy the current feature. It's involved in a long fade out. It's just a matter of how much memory is available, because that fade could go on for hours in audio time. Could be a long time in human years. But again, we run into that conceptual problem. Currently running on artificial shortage of all things, and the Tower of Babel erected thereon. Enjoy it. It's a beautiful work of collage and mobile of the first order in a holographic illusory intermediated experience. I believe the experience today is a case of the Doppler. Catch it passing by. And don't forget that Fourier transform. Fourier transform and the sacred vacuum tube. Catch a little of that holographic afterglow with its kissing cousin, the foreshadowing. You know the drill. Media. Can't live in between it. Not legally allowed to retransmit. As mentioned earlier, the ends of the saucer's electromagnetic pole are in the form of ball joints. These movable ball joints allow the ends of the pole to be tipped in any direction, which is how the spacecraft can be steered.
Doesn't sound strange. are being told to think black and white.
That's right.
You're making excellent points that it's anything but black and white.
The fact is that there are people here. Samuel Huntington is a good example, who was with Brzezinski on the National Security Council under Jimmy Carter when they launched this whole Afghani operation. Huntington wants a clash of civilizations.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Jim Griffin. I am the CEO of Cherry Lane Digital, part of the Cherry Lane Music Group, created by world-renowned musicologist Milton Okun. And I serve as co-chairman of a startup along with Jeremiah Chechik of a company called EvoLab, an evolutionary laboratory, where we focus on the wireless delivery of media. And I thank you and your staff, most especially Sean Bentley, for the opportunity to appear today and address these issues.
He's desperate to have a new enemy image, and after the collapse of the Soviet Union and the Warsaw Pact, he's been arguing that the new enemy image is Islam.
I believe they're of paramount and universal importance, to name just two of the companies that will be affected by them. Your foresight in convening these hearings is to be commended. There is and always will be enormous change in the delivery of entertainment and all intellectual works, whether music, movies, books, or other forms of art. Essentially, my remarks are a brief presentation centered around a half a dozen fundamental points, but they deal with a basic instinct that was expressed best by Nicholas Negroponte. Things that think like to link, and that will not change.
Up Billy into his arms. He was incoherent with joy. I accepted this big stranger instantly as Daddy. He was so eager to show him the grand house, the finest house in the prairie.
I'll look for it. But most of the material, it's kind of like a model of, I was telling Bob about how we create reality according to this new metaphysical model. We create or allow our entire reality. Now, logically, most of it is created, most of it is allowed. Because there's only so many things you want to consciously, like, design. So, like the trident here, somebody else designed it. I'm allowing it. If I want some out of... I might go somewhere else. In other words, I would take the easy way. Because you want to get the most work for the most effect for the least amount of effort. In other words, you want to use your energy as carefully as possible, you know, avoiding waste.
Get out of here alive by seeking those things that are the most fun for you, you know, honestly.
My first point is that no one is here to defend free music, but music can and should be made to feel free.
Accidents, just little accidents that made sense. He used to be such a nice guy. You just shouldn't bring me every little piece of trash you happen to pick up. Compliance and liability.
My tit's gonna rot off.
Even when it is not free. Few will honestly suggest long term that music should be free, as this would be absurd from...
What are you talking about?
I need you to check and see if there's a lump in my breast.
Go to a hospital.
I can't afford to throw money away at a doctor.
I don't know about this, Marla.
Either a business or an emotional point of view. Indeed, if it were truly free, there wouldn't be much more of it, as any economist can tell you.
Yes, or else what?
Mr. Higgins?
This condo isn't the man his file says he.
Then where did he learn evasive moves?
He reads.
These are the things to keep in mind. These are not just academic exercises. We're not analyzing the media on Mars or in the 18th century or something like that.
My dues 10, 20, 50 years later. Hey, I'm just paying my dues, baby. I'm just up here. I'm paying my dues. I know I can retire in 50 more years. Look, that don't bother me none. I'm just doing my downtime. I'm doing my downtime. I'm considering this my social therapy. Yeah, I mean, I live in downtown. I live in in a loft, right. I live in downtown, and, right before I got here, I was gonna go to my hotel and shit a novel, but I got a little bit constipated. I called it writer's block, and then I didn't write anything for 25 years, so I just had to keep reading the same shit over and over again, and it was really, it's easy to explain though.
To hear is going to shock and disgust you. What you're about to hear is going to shock and disgust you.
Even obscene. Radio.
5. Memphis was introduced for the first time to a brand new idea in radio entertainment. The city's ninth radio station at that time was to have an all-girl announcing staff. This was definitely a first for Memphis, and not only for Memphis.
I'm Dean Duvall, the sales manager for WHER from 1962 until 1968. It wasn't hard to sell WHER. The spots were not expensive at all. It was extremely reasonable, like our salaries.
The car wash people
that had the first big automatic car wash was a good attempt. Johnny Arnold gave us the dog track. When the dogs would be running, they would name a race horse.
Remember that the ends of a magnet concentrate more magnetism. Thus, the tipped ends of the pole relocate the strongest part of the craft's magnetic and gravitational fields. With the force of gravity canceled out between the spacecraft and the planet, simply tipping the saucer's pole ends allows these craft to make their famous 45 and 90 degree turns.
However, as certainly as I am that it must not be free, I suggest that it is our obligation and our opportunity to, insofar as possible, make it feel free.
People who don't do that will bother other people. Someone who's not having a lot of fun, they will, they'll bother you.
Marriage therapy and counseling, because it does actually open up
people's
emotions.
It's still being used in treatment for terminally ill people. I've read a study about ecstasy being used between a boyfriend who had cancer and the girlfriend, and it was an amazing result that they found, and they had nothing but positive reviews. Like anything, it can't be used in excess, and it does need to be monitored, and you need to be careful with what you're doing. But other than that, there's a lot of benefits that I believe that this drug could bring to us.
At least at the moment, we decide to use it. The delivery of music is approaching zero marginal cost, the cost of enabling each listen after the first. And for some, this is a terrifying prospect.
Seen a detour? They couldn't get a seal of approval on detour. It was all made. There is somebody who has actually killed somebody. And what is he doing? He's hitchhiking around. He's not in jail or anything like that.
Thank you.
No, I wasn't aware of that at all.
That's cold sweat.
Doesn't sound strange to me.
Sweat. Yes, sir, it sounds very strange.
Doesn't sound strange to you.
Their income may have depended upon charging a price much higher than marginal cost, say $18 for a disc that costs no more than a dollar to reproduce. For others, this is not at all terrifying. To Mel Karmazan, who runs CBS Radio and its Infinity broadcast station, it is expected of him. He makes music played on CBS stations feel free to its listeners, so they pay indirectly each time they patronize an advertiser. Today, it can be truly said that music behaves more like Thomas Jefferson's candle. He pointed out that when he lights one with another, it diminishes the flame of the first, not at all. And that information and knowledge does not act like an object subject to the laws of supply and demand. Respectfully to Mr. Ulrich, music is not his table. There is no fair use applied to his table, nor does his right to own his table have an expiration date. Neither can his table change from a product to a service. Much like an attorney who writes a goodwill, once the word is out, others will adopt it, and there will be less compensation. Another part of the disconnect is that music fans no longer feel like consumers. We use the word consumer liberally here, but there is no consumption today, as there is no less music after playing it than there was beforehand. The supply of boxes containing music is decremented, not at all, and arguably the demand is increased. So this explains some of the disconnect. My second major point, I think, addresses how we can deal with the disconnect.
What happens if we go flight forward and we say, because there's going to be a bunch of Saudi and Egyptian and Yemeni people whose names are going to come up as the people who carried out this operation on these planes.
Right.
We're going to say Osama bin Laden. We're going to go off and invade Afghanistan, and we're going to be in a mess. We're going to provoke exactly this clash of civilizations.
Uh-huh. Well, that's the plan, isn't it?
That's the plan, but the plan can and must be defeated, and that's exactly why LaRouche said, look, you know, George W. Bush is not the most qualified person to be president of the United States, but that's the hand that we've been dealt, and we've got to make sure that some people with brains get to this guy before he goes flight forward and does something irreversibly stupid.
Well, I...
Rogue elements inside the American security structures, the British structures, we know have been implicated in major acts of international terrorism all over the globe throughout the past decade. And, of course, the Israelis were involved in the exact same 1980s operations as pretty much equal partners.
Someday a car will stop to pick me up that I never thumbed.
So I put in just a few lines.
Yes. Fate, or some mysterious force, can put the finger on you or me for no good reason at all.
In through this little cell, you don't see it at all coming out the other side?
Yeah, it's not come. It went in, but it didn't come out.
And the destructiveness of that ego, which is metaphorically played out in your one $7.5 million disaster every 2 hours. And that's up from the year before, and there's no reason to expect it's not going to be up next year. Except you can have a reason. Confidence, uniqueness, loving, excellence. Components to turn your reality around as a microcosm. And when something can be done by one, it can be done by everybody. And as you take that responsibility, not to be the everybody, but to be of the one. That, in a sense, is the challenge of your metaphysics. That, in a sense, is the challenge of your spirituality. That is the fun. That is the success. For even as we talk of the main reasons, the main spiritual reasons why you are physical, as we look at you, your focuses, your purpose, your task, your mission for being physical at this time. The main ones, the spiritual ones, that of learning to have fun and learning to consciously create your success, has to be done in order to be effective with excellence. Not just haphazardly, not just stumbling onto the fun, happening to move into the right neighborhood. Not just happening on to the success, having been born to the right parents or having a particularly good IQ. Not just stumbling into it either by some serendipitous accident, but with intention, with excellence, learning how to have fun, learning to create success. To do it any less than that is a waste. To do it any less than that is a waste. To do anything short of with excellence is a waste. is expended energy that need not be expended. Now that is not mean that you do not try. That is not mean that you do not develop excellence. That does not mean that you don't have trial and errors. But do not fool yourself to pretend your trials and errors are of any value other than that they might bring you closer to excellence. To live your life short of excellence is a waste. To do anything, even eating your bowl of instant oatmeal, without a sense of excellence, is a waste.
Consider yourself, or did you consider yourself, or has anyone ever called you a prodigy before? You're talking about things that for other high school kids would have blown their minds back in the 70s. Or if not a prodigy, what kind of influences did your parents or TV or the upper middle class upbringing you had, how did that influence your future?
Out we clambered down the steep, wet steps of the train, the rain streaming from the train roof into the black night, Daddy leading with a lantern. Then we were in a queer wagon with a round canvas top on hooks. Marjorie and I huddled near the back of the front seat where Mother sat holding Billy. Baggage was piled between us and the end of the long wagon. Slop, slop, the horse's hoofs went slowly in the soft black mud. We fell asleep to the monotonous drum of rain on the canvas above us. 15 miles from Andover to our place, Daddy was saying to Em. Yawning and blinking, we entered the finest house on the prairies. You could see right through the walls of the three rooms, but they were made of lathes, open between, no plaster yet, and smelt queerly as new pine boards do. In our cubbyhole room upstairs, horse blankets were nailed over the lathes, and we went to bed on canvas cots in a row. What Mother must have thought when she faced this primitive place, I can only imagine. We looked out the next morning on a strange new world, where gently undulating grass stretched flat to the horizon.
I'd gotten a friendly tip from Pat Chambers about an office full of top-of-the-line computer equipment. The place was leased by Ugo Ponti and had a habit of attracting a number of upper-echelon mobsters, or so the cops watching the joint said. So I thought I'd tail Ugo and see what was what. Ponti came out of the garage under his house in a dark blue Buick and took off with a screeching of his wheels. My driver followed him in his cab. In New York, there are cabs all over the city, and one looks just like another. Twice, we rode right alongside him, and I got a good look at the glowering face of the prince of the local family. Down in Greenwich Village, I waited for Ugo to enter the office before sneaking in behind him. Inside, there was a fortune in electronics and exotic machinery in every available space. And from the paper residue, it had been in constant use. There was nothing I could understand. I took out a good 10 feet of paper, rolled it up, and stuffed it in my pocket. Maybe somebody else could decipher the numbers. What I wanted to find was the material they were using for their computations. Twice, I made a circuit of the room, poking into anything that might contain what I wanted. Nothing. I finally got it when I noticed the phones beside each one of the computer stations. They weren't taking any chances at all. I simply called out to another location to get their input material, reducing the odds of somebody getting wise. I was all set to leave when I heard the stairs outside creak. I squeezed in behind a four-drawer filing cabinet just before a key went into the lock and the door opened. The 357 came in first, with Ugo right behind it and Howie Drago backing him up with an automatic in his fist. Howie closed the door, then fanned out a little and surveyed the room inch by inch. I was in a darkened corner and didn't move, so his eyes went right past the cabinets. "Drop the piece, Howie." My voice was nice and cold. The automatic clattered to the floor. He kicked it away without being asked. He hadn't seen my face yet and didn't place my voice. Now walk backward over to me. I had him stop when he reached the spot I wanted, then cranked down on Ugo's neck so he couldn't move and slammed the gun against the side of Howie's skull. That put him out of commission. So, Ugo, your inheritance is down the drain. Even the computer whiz kids don't know where it went. No transactions, no deposits, just a big nothing. I let my words sink in. Let him measure the caliber of my voice. But I'm gonna find it, Ugo, baby. Only first, you're gonna tell me something. His head bobbed against my arm and I loosened the hold enough so he could speak. Down at his feet, Howie Drago's head was leaking blood that had pooled in the dirt on the floor, and it was hard to tell if he was dead or alive. Who set up the hit on your old man at the piers last February? It was a question he never expected, and he fumbled for words. It was Atsy. He planned it. You could have told the Don, kiddo. I let him feel a nudge from the 357, and he tensed again. The old man would never believe me. He was right there. Atsy was his name, but the old Don had since the news.
Probably my father being an engineer and who would sit down and explain how transistors work, how gates work, some of my earliest education in this area. You know, by the time I got into computers, that was way past his field, and I wasn't telling him I was doing it even. But that was extremely helpful to me, to have that available. Other kids who had electronic engineers as fathers, when we did work next door, we wouldn't get paid money, we'd get paid parts. We would just look at, you know, resistors and little light bulbs and switches and just, you know, collect them, almost like these were our most valuable possessions, and we didn't do anything with them, usually.
Sort of like baseball cards, trading them among each other?
Pardon?
Sort of like baseball cards, trading them among each other?
We didn't trade them. We didn't trade them. Somehow I was in this community that inspires you and gives you a motivation to go in that direction of electronics. And eventually we got into communications receivers, shortwave receivers. Well, I had my ham radio license early. And it was just an interesting course. And, you know, even when I had an early ham radio license, I never thought of myself as a prodigy, because I've known some kids that are just so bright, everything, and da-da-da-da, and they could whip the mathematics out of their head, and I call them prodigies. And I was just interested in something, and everyone else called me an electronics genius, because very few people did electronics to the extent I did. But I didn't really view myself that way. I just saw it as my fun thing in life.
The flying saucer is an individual gravitational unit in its own right, and the occupants are no more affected by these flight maneuvers than are we, riding the same type of spacecraft, planet Earth.
Another pattern of fears, a pattern of suffering. I will suffer. Another pattern is I will be left out, left behind, excluded. See, these patterns, and of course any of you can feel any of these kinds of fears, certainly so, but you all have a pattern. Something you tend to gravitate toward, that more often than not, the actual precipitation that you call fear is akin to. And that pattern, that if I go into the beautiful unknown, if I find an empowered path there, I will end up abandoned or betrayed, I'll be humiliated. I'll have to be perfect then, I'll end up being martyred, getting punished, burdens too heavy to bear, problems too difficult to solve. If I go into the beautiful unknown in that light, that beauty, all my scars, all is like going under a black light, everything that is will be shown, I'll see the grotesqueness of me, and so will everybody else. If I go into the beautiful unknown, it'll be beautiful, it'll be fantastic, it'll be wonderful, and I'll get so much, but then, sure as the sun rises, something devastating will happen. Or I'll end up suffering in some way. Perhaps the beautiful unknown will be so beautiful, I will yearn and I will long, and and my life compared to it is so painful, such despair. Separate from others. Or cut off, going ahead, leaving others. See, this pattern of fear, for some, not all, could stop you from even finding the gateway, from even making that entry. With this, we also add the substitutes, what you use to supplant for the missing expectation. Cynicism, lethargy, self-doubt, control, fear, entitlement, anxiety, these that you use as substitutes when your expectation is lacking or has been dashed, broken and crashed too often. Obviously, if you are riddled with cynicism, or a lethargy that could stop you dead, cold in your tracks, unable to find your way. So the first thing that could stop you is this, the pattern of your fear. We emphasize the word pattern and what you use to supplant. Excuse us, supplant expectation. The second thing that could stop you are what we call imprisoning needs. Imprisoning needs can stop you from the beautiful unknown. Zealous adherence to the acceptable standards of male chauvinism. Everything must have structure and be orderly, with logic and reason, with duty and obligation. Everything must appear and perform properly, perfectly. There must be a hierarchy of competition, a hierarchy of comparison, a nobilization of struggle and suffering. There's no place in those acceptable standards, among those acceptable standards, for the beautiful unknown. And if you zealously adhere to that, those standards of a twisted male energy, then there's no room. That is an imprisoning need. I need it to make sense. I need it to have a structure. I need it to be orderly, to be logical, to be reasonable. And the beautiful unknown isn't this. I need it to fit and appear and perform properly. And it won't. And it's not a place of duty and obligation. I need it to be something that I know. The beautiful unknown must be known before I'll accept it. It must fit in the little pigeonholes that I call life. I must have a place for it to fit. I must understand it and know it before I'll experiencing it. Of course, then it's no longer the unknown, is it? So an imprisoning need is the zealous adherence to the standards, acceptable standards of male chauvinism, the zealous adherence to having it be something you already know.
They started it. I know they did. But if you don't try to be nice, you'll never make any friends. I don't care. I have you. You let me, don't you?
Yes.
And the fairies, they'll be my friends. Do you really know everything about them?
Yes.
What do you call fairy magic?
Glamour. What's the fairy's favourite thing to do?
Dance. What's their favourite drink?
Honeysuckle dew.
What's their clothes made out of?
Spider silk. Don't get your dress wet or Mum will be furious.
Look, there are sort of caves here. Careful!
And it'll serve as a holographic self-regulator for the whole society. But it won't be a society anymore. It'll be a living organism whose main function is to leave planet Earth, or leave the planet that we're on, let's put it that way.
About that they would see many homeless people, many people without a means of sustaining their everyday lives. And we are seeing that every day now in the world, wherever we go. I mean, the number of homeless is unbelievable.
That's exactly correct, and we're going to, by the way, coming up this Sunday, little plug for Dreamland, we're going to be talking about dolphins.
They say that when we see the deformities in the animals, that within 1 year, we would see this in human beings. That we would see human beings being born with multiple limbs, missing organs. We would see multiple births, people being born like litters. And then that they talk again about the viruses, and they say that there will be a way to prevent two of them. Somehow they'll find a way to prevent it. So I'm going to equate that to they're going to find a way to filter two of them out of the water. Mm. But the third one they would not be able to deal with. The third one would have on its own. Now, I have a report that I just got from the New England Medical Journal December 3rd about a doctor at the University of Texas Medical Center who came down with this flesh-eating virus. Started out as a small scratch and spread. They had to remove tissue and muscle.
Yes.
And he was in the hospital for 17 days being taken care of before they could finally stop it.
One of two things will happen if you get it. You will either lose your limbs, a limb, limbs, or you will die.
At last, we were in the open air, on a high terrace, looking out at a great landscape below us. Low down and near the horizon hung a great red sun.
It looks bigger than our sun.
And older.
A sun near the end of its life, weary of looking down upon that world. And higher up in the sky, there shone a single star, big and bright.
Look well on that which no eyes will ever see again. Such was Chan, that great city, the city of the King of Kings, the wonder of the world, perhaps of all worlds.
In every direction, as far as we could see, there spread a vast city in which there was no living thing to be seen. And all the temples, towers, palaces, pyramids, and bridges cast long, disastrous-looking shadows in the light of the withered sun.
Does your uncle rule any city as great as this, boy?
No.
It is silent now. But I have stood here when the whole air was full of the noises of Chan. I stood here near the end when the roar of battle went up from every street and the river of Chan ran red. All in one moment, one woman blotted it out forever.
Who?
I, Jadis, the last queen, but the queen of the world.
Mexico City. And that when this erupts, this is the one they call the little sister, that it will crack the egg of the phoenix, and the repercussions will move straight up the Cascades.
Just endless tall grass and wheat that billowed in the wind like the waves of the ocean. Our large, fine wooden house was like a little ship at sea. The earth where it showed on the path and on the main road was black as ink. Our house was set on a slight rise. A good location, as Daddy said, as the spring and fall rains and early thaws made a lake around our hillock which lasted for months. Then Mother could easily get down the slight slope to bring back buckets of soft rainwater for baths and the washing of clothes.
Sun at 68,000 miles per hour. The ends of the Earth's magnetic poles migrate in a tight circle both in the northern and southern hemispheres. This pole movement automatically adjusts or steers spaceship Earth in its orbit around the Sun, compensating for any additional mass the planet might acquire from attracted space debris and loss of mass from the Sun as its mass is converted to radiant energy by the process of nuclear fusion. Formations consisting of alien spacecraft have been observed moving in perfect harmony and turning together like a precision military drill team. This is called command ship flying and is achieved by linking the ship's poles in series, positive to negative, and so on. or as the case may be, negative to positive. The illustration below depicts this procedure. The top ship is the command ship. Every maneuver it makes is simultaneously duplicated by the others in formation.
You're more driven than, say, a prodigy.
I don't think driven, but I sure was only interested in you know, things that work, practical. You know, devices that interact with you. I planned that my whole life, and that's fun. You make a product, and you can kind of show it off to yourself and even other people, and they don't really know what's behind it in the electronics. Well, that helps lead into pranks, too. I remember one prank I played with the early Apple II when I had this goal to program a real video game in BASIC. Well, back then, games had only been hardware.
Yeah.
People were starting to talk about microprocessor programs would be an arcade game. So I programmed Breakout in BASIC, and I made it so if you type Control Z, it would go into a mode where it would jiggle the paddle, but always hit the ball, never miss. And I actually sat a guy down once, and he played an entire game and won, thought he'd actually beat it. But it was the program wouldn't let him lose.
So you believe in fairies, do you?
I wouldn't see them if I didn't. Like angels.
Saw angels down the back as well?
No, that's not what I mean. You don't see angels. You just sort of feel them watching us. Like my mother. And your Joseph. He believed, didn't he?
You're still young. When you get older, people start to take notice. And they don't like it if you tell stories that aren't true.
But they are true.
Francis, I've been down the Beck 100 times. Why haven't I ever seen any of them?
Grown-ups don't know how to believe.
It's not good to... Benzos tickle your alcohol receptors, and that's not good for you.
No, but the other things, what it does is it makes me drool.
Well, I don't think this one will. I know you didn't like the Haldol, but this one is more... It's a newer one. It's better.
I'll try it just once. One time. Is that reasonable?
Very. Hopefully it will work on you. Take this one first. Very good. What I want to kind of impress on you...
What?
...is that you need to take your medication because...
Yeah, but on what medication, though?
Okay.
I don't want to take Haldol. The problem was that I was walking around like this for 3 days.
That's probably from the Haldol.
Like this. Like this. Like this.
When you were here, you mean?
Yeah, like this. For 3 days. Like this. I was going like...
When my medication came, where's my...
When you went to the hospital?
Yeah, in the hospital. I was like, doctor, I couldn't even sign my...
Come here, Mr. Dean, sit down.
No.
I'm getting the picture, because I know what Haldol makes people like.
Is that what they make it like that?
I
made me like that.
A little, maybe.
A little? I dropped my plate 9 times.
Did you? Maybe your dose was too high. Did you talk to the doctor about this?
I don't want no Haldol.
Okay.
I told him I'm allergic to it.
All right. But, so you left the hospital, threw your medication away, right?
About 2 hours later, I smoked a joint.
2 hours after leaving the hospital?
I smoked a joint. I started dancing.
And this was when? What date was this?
I don't remember.
Like how long?
2 days ago, maybe.
3 previous hospitalizations since age 16. 2 at St. Vincent's. Was treated for ADD in the past. I think they tune him up, and then he goes out and does drugs and drinks, and he doesn't sleep, and, you know, doesn't take his medication.
ZBC. I guess that's a name for it. 90.3. Kind of like where it is. I don't know what a drug is, but I think you should take what you need to take regularly. I certainly do. I don't know what drugs are. Last I heard, they were artificially fucked up molecules made in secret military underground laboratories. Underground. I don't think I'd want to take any of those. Unless I were to permanently want to live in an underground secret military laboratory. The Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. My voice is artificially slowed down by extremely sophisticated military electronic devices. That may never be marketed to the public. WZBC.org, Global Intercept, Studio475.com/New Metaphysics. An experiment in the new internet money system. Counterpart of which the visible public version will begin to make its presence felt. Once Microsoft and the corporate government liaisons work out a proposal mutually agreeable. And Project World Trade is slowly phased into step 2. Date to be determined by various multi-global corporate micro timetables. The world order. As we go along, and of course, newmetaphysics.com, where you can get absolutely generic MP3 files of these shows. I've been told that Windows Media Player may not play them correctly. That's the new media player being Netscaped upon us by the governmental Microsoft project called XP. Of course, that's always been the most inferior media player. I'd recommend probably Winamp for the male chauvinist side of things and iTunes for the people not quite as engaged in male chauvinism. Better than QuickTime. Unless you're using OS X. And definitely a good piece of content for a MP3 player of the portable variety. As you know, this program isn't that conducive for reading or other male chauvinist activities. A little more accessible through a beta-induced alpha or delta state. Because this program is embedded with high beta in the first place. Extremely high content. That's why my voice has been slowed way down. Near the basal threshold for truth and sincerity.
Hi.
Yeah, it's not come. It went in, but it didn't come out. It reminds me of certain. It's really trapping light in the atoms in the bottle. I mean, the way that it works is, it's actually an extension of the way that light slows down in the first place when it travels through something like water or air. You know, when a beam of light hits a glass of water, it slows down.
Right.
And it slows down because the beam of light is made up of little. I mean, the way that it works is, It's actually an extension of the way that light slows down in the first place when it travels through something like water or air. You know, when a beam of light hits a glass of water, it slows down.
Right.
And it slows down because the beam of light is made up of little particles called photons. They're the quanta of light, as quantum mechanics has it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these little particles goes through the water. Every now and then, one of them jostles up against a water molecule, and it slows it down. That's a way of thinking about how it slows down in water. Well, it only doesn't slow down that much in water. But a few years ago, Lena Howe here at Harvard came and slowed it down by a lot more. And the way that she did it was by zapping a bunch of atoms through which the light was traveling with a laser, and this made the atoms excited, and they grabbed hold of the light as it was going past, and the beam that she sent through to slow down, the atoms would grab hold of the photons, and then they'd let go of them a bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'd slow them down more. And now what's happening is that the atoms are grabbing hold of the photons and they're not letting go. So the beam of light goes into the bottle, the atoms grab hold of the individual photons, and they don't let them go until the experimentalist says, let them go.
Is that almost, to me, it's almost like creating a new kind of particle, sort of a compound of energy, the light, and the atom itself, and sort of as a unit. Is that close to what's happening?
Yeah, that's a very good description of what's happening. In fact, when the slow light is moving through this medium of atoms, what it's doing is it's exciting the atoms, and it's exciting what are called spin waves in the atoms, because the atoms have little spins, they're like little magnets. And you can think of these spin waves dancing, they're kind of locked in this embrace with the light as it goes through, kind of doing a spin light tango.
Uh-huh.
Scientists call this spin wave light combination of polariton. It's kind of like a particle itself.
That's interesting.